If you happen to be driving on Interstate 10 along the Gulf Coast and feeling peckish, you might consider exit number 44. That exit leads to the Gulf Beach Expressway, then to Robertsdale, Alabama, and then to a place that knows more about good eating than a fat man at a barbecue. What a way to introduce our friend Chappie Hardy, writer, filmmaker, and man about town who's on a summer tour of the South's best and most affordable eateries. The combination is important to him. He calls himself the man from hunger. That's the man who helps uninhibited nibblers get exact results. Chappie joins us from Mama Lou's restaurant in Robertsdale, Alabama. Chappie, nice to talk to you again.
Nice to talk to you. Scott, how are you?
Fine, thank you. And what are you eating?
Mama Lou's is just the most wonderful down-home buffet you can imagine. I just finished some fried chicken. I had some lima beans. I had some mashed potatoes, string beans, turnip greens, a little bit of corn, a taste of macaroni and cheese, some unbelievable peach cobbler, and just a taste of banana pudding. And I am stuffed to the gills.
You eat again next Tuesday?
Well, I should be ready by, I think, probably Saturday.
Well, Chappie, I'm intrigued by the fact that you mentioned lima beans. Because all across the United States, there are people, not just kids, who detest lima beans.
Well, you know, I did too when I was a kid, but I learned how to cook them.
Well, but how does Mama Lou do them?
I think she does it in a little oil, and she, you know, brings them to a boil and lets them sit for a while, and she adds a bunch of really great spices, and they develop kind of a broth around them. And she's got another thing that she does. She does these fritters, like carrot fritters, little rolled up, kind of like hush puppies, but they either have carrots or bananas or peaches or something. And she deep fries them and then rolls them in powdered sugar, and they are just wonderful.
Oh, mercy. Chappie, I mean, is there a Mama Lou, or is this just a corporate name that a company owned by Rupert Murdoch has made up?
No. This really, there really is a Mama Lou and her husband, Dale Polka.
Right. Her fried chicken is famous, right?
Well, she is known statewide for her chicken, and I was talking to her the other day, and she told me her secret. She ices down the chicken pieces and gets them really, really, really cold, and then just drags them through a flour and salt and pepper coating, and then she deep fries them in peanut oil, so they're not, you know, as bad for you as other kinds of oil.
Practically a health food, the way you describe it.
Well, I mean, for me, it is.
I know, Chappie, that you not only are seeking out superior cuisine, but also affordable prices. And I wonder how Mama Lou's measures up on that second part of the scale.
Well, Mama Lou's just broke the record. I had 98 bites, and it comes to $5.73 for all that food. And that gave me a cost per bite of 5.84693 cents a bite. It's a tough job, but somebody's got to do it.
Did you bring your own fork, that famous eating utensil?
I did, We're so precise with our calculations here that I figured it was only fair that we use the same fork. And I only use it for official evaluations. I don't want to wear down any of the silver plating.
So Mama Lou's is kind of at the top of the scale so far this summer.
Oh, yeah. It's, I mean, Mama Lou's now will be the standard by which all other places will be measured.
Well, Chappie, we thank you very much for biting the bullet and everything else that's on the buffet table on our behalf and to try and try and do a little exploration for us. Someone's got to do it, and we're glad it's you.
All right.
Chappie Hardy is our man about town, any town, and the man from hunger, speaking with us this week from Robertsdale, Alabama. Have a good holiday, Chappie.
Great, Scott. You do, too. Be careful out there.
And to see pictures of Mama Lou's and Mama Lou herself, you can come to our website, npr.org.